It's been 4 years since Antholus Cadron, one of the members of the Warden of the Eye, died heroically in his fight against the Pirate Queen on the top of the Eyespan. Since that time, the great city of Magmar has grown and flourished. Quarries to the west of the city have been digging deep into the earth to pull marble and stone to build the great edifices that now dot the skyline above on the upper cleft and below. The city itself is sprawled, great walls popping up to protect it from any invasion from goblins or small tribes of boggards and swamp trolls from invading the city. But compared to the magnificence of the rest of the city, there is one small district south of the Ondibakari River that, to all those who live there, looks neglected and feels neglected. This is the district that is home to the woman whose name it holds, Ordelia. Over the 4 years since Antholus' death, this place has become almost a semi-slum, like the Underbridge, where refugees and the lost end up being cared for by multiple groups of missionaries from the Temple Street and Ordelia herself. It is her that we see walking down one of the streets, back stooped with age, as she goes from beggar to beggar, helping where she can.
Ah, Mistress, will you give us your blessing?
Hello, my child. It is delightful to see you once more. Come, come, let me share this light with you.
Thank you, Mistress. Thank you for your blessing.
The beggar kind of bows to you as you continue on your way, walking deeper into the district that holds your name. After you turn another corner, you walk past somebody and the face sparks a sign of recognition in your mind, and you stop and turn when you hear this voice.
Ordelia, is that you?
Antholus?
Ah, my dear. It's been quite a while.
Is that you?
Who else would it be?
Oh, my dear friend! Quick, come! Come here! And she runs up to him and wraps her arms around him. It's been so long. My dear friend, where have you been?
I've been doing important things. It's been difficult. But it's okay. Come, I have to show you something. Come with me.
Of course. Anything. What is it?
It's here. It's down in the sewers. Come with me.
All right, she's going to go with him.
And I will take her down into the newly crafted sewers of Magmar.
Goodness me, it's been a long time since I've done anything like this. What is down here?
But this time Antholus doesn't answer you. He leads you deeper into the twisting maze that even under Ordelia District is still deeper, like many layered and twisting and turn this way and that, until finally he comes to a chamber. As you step into this darkened chamber, the light that he's holding in his hand, a small flaming ball he's been kind of balancing the whole way, illuminates this statue of a hooded figure. As you step closer, you look up and you look and you realize on the front of this stone statue is carved the symbol of a god that you've only really heard about in rumours, Norgorba. And it's at that moment that the front of a blade protrudes through your chest as Antholus has stabbed you from behind.
It's okay, my dear. Just accept it.
As you flail weakly at him, you knock the hat from his head and you see as his features shimmer and shift. And instead of Antholus standing there is Staunton Vane, the architect of this city's sewers. A man that you've called friend and had drinks and food with many times over the years.
Oh, my friend. You are part of this puzzle now. Please, accept your place.
No!
So that's how you get rid of guest stars, is it?
What?
It's best to my ability. I can't kill them properly.
Is that who I think it is?
Mate, he wasn't even trying to disguise. I mean, he did try and disguise himself, so I'm not going to say he's not trying to disguise himself, but yep, that's your good friend. The Forever Man.
I don't think he's my friend.
I don't think any of us have met him.
Just keeps fucking with us, man.
Leave us alone.
Marcelo's
fucking across time, man.
Actually, Marcelo's met him.
Marcelo met him. It's the only reason some of you are still, I'm sorry, one of you is still alive.
He was Shifty
Right.
Man.
Shit.
Yeah.
Winston. And
yeah, Callista.
But wasn't that Hagen? Man, I don't even know anymore. No.
Marcelo's met everybody, you know. Marcelo's met all of Liam's
Whatever,
baddie.
We've left them behind.
You're not allowed to say Hagen's name.
Shit.
You'll summon him.
Shit. What a bolt.
And he can't get us out here, baby. Yeah. He sent Timmy in as his envoy instead.
Oof.
Oh, dear. I feel like that was Yogg-Sothoth or someone, like someone. Elder God has sent him.
What's the name of the one?
His envoy.
What's the name of the one from like Mythos, which is the blind idiot god?
Nozothoth? Oh, Yogg-Soth.
Nozothoth? Or?
Oh, God, I was going to make a character about this.
Look it up, Brad. Go! Go!
Quick!
The Cthulhu Mythos.
The blind idiot god. Literally, I made a character concept for this. Azathoth. That's the one.
Oh, cool. Yeah, tentacles.
Who is the most powerful being in all of creation, but is also bad and thinks that the universe is a fever dream.
His creation.
Sounds fair, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing like, and if somebody's listened to this podcast, they've got at least some understanding of Lovecraftian lore.
They're in Pathfinder 2.
You've got a whole like can of worms to open.
They're in Pathfinder 2.
May or may not appreciate.
The entire Cthulhu like mythos is in Pathfinder, which is just terrifying. Well,
I'm going to be like... shouted down for this, and rightly so. Even in like Wizards of the Coast, like their D&D 5th edition, like the reference material, like a lot of the reference material for like even original D&D was Lovecraftian lore and myth.
Just some good shit. Yeah. Like, terrible person, Cthulhu. Terrible, like, you know.
I love that you flag that. Just playing, yeah. Do not.
Anyway, podcast, right?
If you've been listening, you know we're terrible people.
Yeah. Not as bad as H.P. Lovecraft, though.
Yeah, no, no.
Yeah. read some of the books.
Speaking of terrible people, the Norwegians have brewed a beer that we're going to drink today. I mean, we love you, Scandinavian people listening to us.
Are there any?
Yeah, they're actually.
Yeah. I hope so. Norwegian people are beautiful.
We love you, and we are terrible at pronouncing your language. But we have a beer today from... apparently, from what I've read, again, apologies for the terrible pronunciation.
Do it. Butcher it, Liam. Butcher it.
Nogne.
Gesundheit?
It's called Bosun's Call 2. It is a beer that has been aged in wine barrels for 1, 2, 3, and 4 years blended together. And it's a Saison Jontier. I'm very sorry for this. It's sour, basically.
Oh, that's all right.
When do you buy them a beer that isn't sour?
Why would anybody swim?
I know.
I don't understand the question. School.
Cheers.
That's the one thing school. I can say Cheers. In Scandinavian languages.
You're probably saying it wrong too.
Yeah,
I've seen Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Very accurate.
I'm not even going to go into
trail and representation of Nordic history.
It's fantasy, guys.
It's actually really nice. Mm. It's really tasty. Oh,
your fantasy, Brad.
That's delicious.
It's getting a 5.
Jonty's getting converted.
Yes. This is how it begins, you know.
One day I'll take you guys out for my poison of choice. How about that?
What's that?
Is it just poison?
Can I come?
Not safe for work. Anyway. So, a long time ago, many, many years from now, we left a crazy person on a boat with 3 people.
Wait, who's crazy?
I mean, we left 3 people and someone who had some issues.
Wait, many years ago?
Weeks ago. Exaggerating, obviously.
This is years ago. We're recording from 2024.
Yeah. Wait, who's crazy?
Right? This is 2024, yeah?
Yeah? Wait, what?
We can travel
internationally.
You people
are my friends,
now?
Yeah? Now that's crazy.
That's, yeah.
Oh.
Right, so no years. It's just we're back to the boat.
Shall we do a little mini recap?
We will do a recap.
That's Jonty saying he can't remember what happened.
He's not sure why he's crazy.
Very good idea.
The recap is Marcelo got thrown overboard.
Oh, that was hectic.
came back on board because people saved him. A lot of people put a lot of effort into saving him.
Mm-hmm. Spent good money on you.
A lot of people prepared a lot of spells for shipboard combat. Mm-hmm. When they got him back on board, Marcelo started yelling at people who had the public opinion.
The dwarf is fucking
and then
the hussy.
He decided to stab someone.
That's right, you stabbed the bitch.
Avner was being his ponzy piece of self. Avner mouthed off and Marcelo stabbed him.
Oh my god.
Yeah. For no reason, might I add.
Well,
he had not a good reason, though.
There's always a reason.
No legal reason.
People do things under stress.
But the problem is he stabbed a guy on deck in front of full view of the captain and everyone else.
Without any actual due cause.
Yeah. Just because he was bad-mouthing him, Marcelo stabbed him.
That deserves a stabbing where I'm from.
So Marcelo is.
You keep talking like that, you're gonna taste it.
You're gonna stab him. So Marcelo is gonna be taken to the brig, basically thrown to the bottom lower quarters of the ship.
You can't do this to me.
I think the kind lad.
I'm pretty sure we had like a bit of interaction before he got like. Taken down.
No. Well, he hasn't been taken down yet.
No, but he was about to be taken down. Yeah. Even before the captain came up and clamped and we all said something. I'm apologizing to the listeners. It's been a long time since we recorded. There's been a whole bunch of shit going on here.
Yeah, a lot life, of real life things have gotten in the way. But we're back, bitches. Alright. Yeah, it has been a while. I think he needs to go down to... We need to put him in some kind of confinement. We can't trust him to be out and about, unfortunately. As much as I would like him to be, he's been relatively helpful up until now, but the problem is he's been accusing people of some things that they've not been doing, and when they have alibis, and now he's accusing someone of stabbing him when the man, not even that, he stabbed a man just for mouthing off, so... So if you didn't mind, I would just take him down to below deck, and there's a forward hold you can throw him into. I've got the key here. She hands it to Rock.
Very well. If it is your orders, this is your ship, and perhaps it is the wisest course right now.
At least until we get a chance to speak to Lady Lavinia. It's just, I know she trusts you all, but what he's been doing is just outside the norm.
No. I understand, but there might be something more at foot. I mean, he is a drunkard and a fool, but I don't think he's a bad man.
Yes, but there's so many other people on board right now. I can't like have him run around stabbing people for no reason.
I understand, but will you allow us to visit him in this brig?
Oh, aye. You have the key. I actually was going to ask if you wouldn't mind as a priest to be in charge of his like safekeeping, so you can feed him and stuff. It's just that I just prefer him to be locked away for now.
Very good. Perhaps some stories from the Book of Truth and Light will set him straight, as it did many men before.
He'll commit suicide within 3 days. He has been rather unstable lately. Could be a good idea.
In the background, I'm just yelling at Avner. Hey,
Avner, you piece of shit! I'll kill you for this! If I see that mule of yours again, I'm gonna feed it to you, dammit!
I also, like, in a lower voice to Amella, and say,
there is something, though. It is kind of disturbing. The man claims to have seen these people on deck when they weren't there. There is the possibility of some sort of interloper. I don't put him past making lots of enemies back in Magnamar. We may have some other trouble on the ship. Would you allow us to investigate it? Perhaps keep an eye out yourself.
I have no problems with you doing that at all. Just keep me updated as to what you're seeing.
I will.
Just how many people are meant to be on the boat right now? Was it 5?
There's 22 of us, I think. Including you lot, There might be maybe one or two more. Hold on, just let me count how many bullet points I've got here.
Yeah, if we could get a check list of names as well, maybe we could check that we see everyone, or maybe doing lunch or dinner or breakfast if we counted the numbers match up.
I mean, if we wanted to check floor to floor, we could just go down and block off one of the exits and systematically work our way down the ship.
Yes, but wouldn't that worry people, Bath, if we lock everyone in? And
there should be 20 people.
I don't
people.
Care.
There should be 20 no, people no. apart from yourselves.
Bath.
So 24 in total, I would guess.
We must be clever about this. If there is a rat we're catching, we don't want to let them know we're catching them.
Wouldn't the best course of action just be to go through systematically?
Yes, but not yet. Just wait. Trust me.
So he's still yelling. Can you take him below deck? He's still like raving and stuff on the main deck. Would you mind? He's causing some commotion. I don't want to have to knock him out.
I'll rip your nipples through your damn mouth, Abner! Get your ass over here!
Callisto, would you?
Yes. And I'll grab.
Cold cock him.
I was say I'll just grab Marcelo and be like, "All right, Marcelo, you need to calm down. I'm sorry, but we've got to bring you down to the brig."
But Callista, you know me. We've been through so much together. Surely you don't think I'd be behind something like this?
No. I do believe you to some extent, but I think right now, in front of everyone, it would be nice if you just came with us quietly for now. We'll figure it out.
Oh, you're in on it too, aren't you? I see what's going on here. Yes, fine, Callista, fine. You take me down, but oh, I've got my eye on you, woman. You and Avner are in cahoots together. I see what it is. Ah, oh, you're all crazy!
And I drag him down.
Kicking and screaming with my -1 strength.
Yeah, and I've like picked you up.
You get the arms, Dahl can get the legs, and we'll just walk him down there.
I imagine I just like put my arms around his waist and just stand up.
Down now, people, nothing to see here.
Just a kicking, screaming man.
Need some help with that one. He's a bit messed up, isn't he?
Who said that?
And then at your ankles is obviously Timmy.
Ankles.
And what sort of assistance are you offering, little boy?
I'll tell you what, I can help tie him up a bit.
How do you know that?
Well, you know, I know my own ways around some knots and some ropes and stuff, yeah?
Yeah, that
is disturbing. Been around some things like that. I had some guy try to tie me up a bit. I undid those knots a while ago. He took away some of my friends, though, so...
Oh, you're a lucky child, but please go maybe help the sailors. Maybe they could use some knots. We've got this under control.
Oh, yeah. I let some more around them as well.
And if a man ever tries to tie you up in knots as well, come get one of us. That's not normal.
Oh, I mean... We did. You saved a couple of my friends, I heard. But it's all right. It's all right. Okay, you don't need my help. You think he's going to be safe in some brig. Well, all right, that's fair.
No, I mean, we just don't need your help right now. I think right now we'll...
No, it's all right. I understand, miss. I'll take my own muffins elsewhere. I'll do my own deals. All right? And he, like, starts climbing up the rings.
That's a very strange little boy.
Timmy sounds scorned. I don't like that.
Well, he must have a lot of time on his hands, considering he's the chef's assistant, and the chef is...
He's a
deckhand.
He's a
deckhand,
yeah.
He's a swab
boy.
Oh, shit.
I never
clearly... There's many things on the boat.
Clearly, I've been too busy. Yeah.
I never knew how swabbing worked, and I looked it up the other day. It's you have to keep like the deck permanently wet so that it doesn't like shrink.
Yeah.
I had no idea how that worked. It's really
That's
clever.
That's why the tar's there.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know. Yeah. Right, so meanwhile, Turok is dragging Marcelo down the stairs.
Callista.
Turok is just surprising.
Conk. Down two flights of stairs to the brig, where there is the aft deck. There is a small 15-foot room with a lockable door that Marcelo gets thrown in. It's the small brig.
Like banging on the door. I'm like, you can't do this to me.
That's right, calm down, son. We'll be back soon.
Let me out.
You just need to calm down first.
Tara, come on! Why would I do any of this?
For fuck's sake.
They didn't leave you with any rum.
I know.
Tarok, maybe you should read him from your book of yours. He might actually benefit from some spiritual guidance.
I intend to. Thank you for that encouragement.
I don't have a book of Torag, but I could see if I could remember some. We could take it in turns if needs be. Oh, it's also the other priest. Maybe he'll find Erastil comforting.
Oh, well, I mean, before we start doing that, Marcel, look, calm down. We couldn't do it above deck, but you brought up some points that is concerning about what could possibly be happening. I look around the room really quickly. It's just the four of us.
Yeah.
I see nothing. I'm in a locker.
Yeah.
9.
Nat 20.
Ooh.
Total.
30. I'm not going to bother rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't see anything.
Yeah.
Like, for you right now, you can see, like, piles of provisions. Like, you're basically set up to go for, like, a couple of months. Mm. You know you're going to restock in and on south from here.
So this is the lowest hold ride in the boat, right?
Yeah, this is where the provisions are. Yeah. And, like, it's fully stocked of provisions and things like that. Trade goods to go... Well, not trade goods. It's more, like, needed goods at a possible settlement that you're going to.
Like nails and iron.
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. All those things that might not be so easily accessible for a new settlement. But no, you can't see anything.
I think we are alone, Callista. Spit it out. What were you going to say?
Well, I mean, I previously mentioned that I can change my form for about a minute each day. And Bas, you mentioned that maybe there are creatures who could do it for a longer amount of time. With
possible.
Or something.
Are you sure he's not just overreacting?
Well, I mean, fool me once, fool me twice, whatever that is. But if it's happening to a point where he's stabbing someone, then Marcelo... You've mentioned how skinny his arms are. He doesn't normally do that. And if he does, then there's clearly something that's not right.
Are you maybe two listening to this? It's obviously Callista. She turns into people. She's the one trying to deflect the blame. Are you two going to just let her fool you like this?
I think I see what's been happening here.
Also, don't forget, all of this is behind a... like a muffled wall.
I think I Callista. See... No, I understand. Callista, when did you two have a fallen out? Was it a sexual experience gone wrong? Or, I mean, it's the only thing that makes sense, right?
She wishes.
She's a pure monk.
not Bath.
Is it repressed urges? Is that your problem?
What?
I look
at Tarok. I'm like,
Tarok
what
looks
is
a bit
he?
Like awkward as well.
I can make you something if you need to get rid of urges.
I'm not sure there's a chastity belt in the Pathfinder rulebook.
No, I was thinking about
not one that can contain me.
I'm not going to go into what I was going to talk about.
Good.
No, I think there's something bigger that might hurt everyone else. I didn't like that when that little misfit thingamajig in the jar came out and almost hurt one of the kids on board. I didn't like that when there's that jelly thing on the side of the boat. I didn't like that when the boat was stopped, almost everyone broke their bones.
Yeah, that one was my fault.
Look at you.
just making absolutely sure. Nothing happened between you two? This isn't a lover's tiff gone
no,
wild?
No, I've only known them for like 3 weeks or less.
Alright.
Or more.
And that's quite a long time. I mean, that is quite a long time in some sort of mating circles, to be fair.
I've never...
Many creatures mate on first sight.
They do?
Yes.
I've never experienced that.
You'll be thankful you haven't.
You never will.
Oh!
God.
I would just leave, but this is my house, so y'all could leave.
But if anything has happened, Callista, you can tell us.
No, nothing's happened. I don't... No,
you need to be the bigger person if something like this happens. Report early and make sure You have documentation.
Look, if something like that happened on the boat, there would be a hole on the side of the hull by now. All right. What?
Standing over at the bottom of the stairs is a small, balding man.
Would you mind if I perhaps, maybe I can have a chat with him?
Hey, of course.
He's quite angered right now. Go at your own risk.
Him or you lot seem a little bit more angered than anybody else.
No, I just...
We could hear your arguments from the top deck, so...
Are you all right, by the way? You've got a bit of a wee bit of cough there.
Yes, that's just some residual phlegm from years of cigars from having an amazing life. So, yeah, I'm okay. I just thought I could come and spread a rascal's will down here when you all seem to be so arguing so much.
And what is it of a rascal's will that you wish to spread with him?
Literally anything not argumentative.
Oh, we're not arguing at all.
We're having a heated conversation. That's
sounded
all.
Sounded like you were arguing.
See, even him and the brig sounds like it's arguing.
No, we were just making sure that Callisto's alright.
And I never said I wasn't.
Sometimes you can repress things.
Well, you're ignoring me again.
But is there something you would like to talk about?
Okay. Yeah.
You're speaking about repression a lot.
What's something
about? I definitely have some repressed memories. That's why I don't remember
Please,
anything.
Father, take a seat. We can work through this.
I can just go.
I mean, look, you're welcome to come if you want, but we're just...
No, the thing is, I need you all to leave if I'm going to stay here.
Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, Marcelo's now in a very...
delicate situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Why would we leave him alone with you?
I mean...
He is a cleric.
I'm a priest of Rastal.
But he needs his friends around, which is us.
Yeah,
we've been with him.
That seems like it's helping a lot.
With all respect.
Hold on. Let me just... Mr. Marcelo.
Yes?
Is having your friends around helping...
I don't think so. I'm not sure what they're doing at all out there. They threw me in here.
So perhaps him and I can have a better conversation without you lot. And the small boarding man turns around and looks at you all.
You may speak to him, but I will stay here. Amela has put me in charge of this prisoner. That is what he is right now.
We can leave Dahl here if you want. He can't understand you, so you can just have a chat. And if he tries to break out or anything, Dahl can sort things out.
Seems reasonable, I guess. You are in charge of the prisoner, so...
That was a 17 bluff check.
Oh, good. He doesn't understand.
He understands everything, like, huh? Actually.
He believes you in
him. Cool. Dahl has true speech.
He turns to you, to Rock, and he's like, oh, you are in charge of the prisoner, so... Yes, of course. You can stay here. No issues. But you two... Yes, if your rock golem is on guard duty, fine. That's fine. You two, though,
look, Callista, come with me. We can have a chat. And if there's anything at all you want to talk to me about the difficult memories or whatever, we can have a chat upstairs in our room.
No, I've got something else to do. Fine. You don't want me down here. And I storm away.
Maybe she is repressing. Look, I'm going to have a chat to her. And I follow her.
I thought this guy had high charisma.
High charisma, low sense.
Low wisdom.
Look, no one ever said I was an intelligent man.
Sorry, Father. It's been a very difficult night. This has all come out of nowhere. Go on in. I'll open the door for him.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes. Difficult for you, I bet. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Tarok.
Shut up, boy. Don't talk about this anymore.
Door closes.
Hang on, you let him go in?
Yeah.
And,
Are we in the old manor alone?
Yeah.
I thought...
He's gonna stab someone!
He doesn't have his knife, surely.
Hey, did you guys take all my shit?
Probably not, nah.
No.
I don't think we had time for that.
Oh, baby, I got so many daggers.
You're going to wake up, it's going to be like pinned to the wall with like 12 knives.
We don't even tire.
So, you just killed someone.
Just before you close the door, he kind of stops it and he's like, can I have a stool or something, please?
I'm going to look for a little crate or something rather than sitting around. Like a bucket. I mean, there's a bucket. There'll be heaps of buckets not in use, right, on the ship.
So. That'll do.
Flip it over, sit on top of it. Facing forward, like, you know, get a chair, spin it backwards, like, put his arms over it. So, Marcella.
So he puts the bucket down, he looks at you, Marcella, and he's like, how's your relationship with your mother? No.
It all started when I was a young boy.
He looks at you, like, he sits down in the bucket, he looks at you, and he's like, please, have a seat. It's fine. It's okay.
I look at the empty 15. Oh, no.
There's definitely like crates. And stuff.
Oh, there's a crate. Oh, I get a great crate.
And he like looks at the door. He like reaches inside his robe.
My guy's tense.
And he pulls out a flask and he's like, oh. Like finger to his mouth and he hands it to you.
Yeah. Oh, I clasp my hands together in gratitude and take it and take a big hearty swig.
And when you go to hand it back, he kind of just waves his hand. He's like, it has been a difficult trip already. So much has happened.
You're telling me, right? Well, this was just meant to be a boat ride. I'm going to take another big swig. I'm really enjoying it. So, why'd you want to talk to me? You don't seem to think I'm a crazy monster like everyone else does.
We're all crazy monsters, my friend. He kind of gets off and he like lays down on the deck and he's like, we're all crazy in some way. The thing is, we all have some way of escape.
Don't we? Take another drink. So what's yours? What's your escape, eh, old man?
Doesn't matter. Let's just rest for a little bit, okay?
Fine by me. Lean back against a wall. Finish off the flask.
And he pulls out like a full bottle from the inner pocket of his jacket. Oh, my man. Meanwhile, on deck, Bus followed Callisto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where'd you go, Callisto?
I go up to where everyone, like the living quarters of all the normal people. I'm going, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gonna count those 20 other people. No, 19 other people, because Father Ferris is downstairs. I start counting. And I move up to the top deck.
Everyone's there. And you count for
exactly 19 other people.
Exactly the number that needs to be there.
Where are Lyrith and the dwarf?
Well, they're in plain sight now. We just went up the stairs.
Are you feeling all right?
Yes. I just haven't seen Marcelo really freak out like that. It's weird. I don't know. Is that... You've been to nobles' parties. Is that what they always do?
Look, I've known Marcelo for a wee while now, and... Well, quite honestly, given the amount of stuff he sometimes takes... Look, I don't partake myself, but I've seen when people come down from trips that they can get a little bit paranoid. I'm not too sure why you're causing it, but... The thing is, he's been doing crazy stuff lately, and... He doesn't really... have any evidence of any misdoings or anything, but yeah. I'm also just worried about you.
But why would the person who can see through lies lie?
He can see through lies?
Well, I think so. Not so what he does.
I thought he was just very charming.
He does something of the eyes and everything.
Oh,
Not too sure. I mean, look, maybe he just misses the attention he gets from hosting all those parties.
Well, that's what I thought. But then he went and he stabbed Evna.
He's getting a wee bit unstable. But look, if there is someone out there who's causing all these problems for him, is it really going to be Evna? Between you and me, I don't think Evna could orchestrate
some grand
scheme.
Well, I don't think so either. He seemed like someone who just wanted a horse on a ship. Not very bright. That is stupid. But I don't think he'll be stupid enough to then injure the only other noble on board.
Which means it's not Evna. So
of course it's not.
Why is Marcelo stabbing him? Clearly, there's something going on with him.
But then why would Marcelo think that it's Evna?
At this stage, I'm afraid he might be insane. Or there's something wrong with him. I don't know. If there is actually someone trying to get him, we can be fairly certain it's not Evna. If it was, he'd walk up to him and challenge him to a duel or some stupid thing that nobles do. I don't know.
You know what I think of this? I didn't want to mention it, because I know Marcelo gets really, really upset about it. But you know, this all started when his eyes changed colours.
It did?
Yeah. Remember when he rushed away after we killed
him? And then he tried to stab him, didn't he? Yeah.
And then when we found him, his eyes had changed. But I don't know what happened between the time when his eyes changed and...
I'll be perfectly honest, the kind of magic that Marcelo does, I just cannot get it. It's very different to what I'm used to.
Well, I don't really know magic, so there's that.
Well, you freaking shot lightning the other day.
But that comes from inside, here. And I pat my chest.
Do you have lightning inside of you?
Well, I guess.
Deception check.
Nope.
Cool.
4. Well, that's actually pretty fucking impressive.
But it's some hard work and training, and it just doesn't just come because you're looking at someone in the
eyes. Fairly certain hard work and training doesn't make lightning come out of your fucking mouth.
I shrug. I'm not too sure either. It's been like, but I mean, everyone at my monastery does it. It's just how it is.
You got a monastery of monks breathing lightning?
Only some of us.
That's...
I'm not really breathing. It's in our punches and our form and how we decide to fight. It varies. But no, that's not the point. We're not talking about me. We're talking about Marcelo. And I think there's definitely something wrong. I don't know what it is. But I don't think that he's the type to lie for attention.
All right, look.
He would be really clever about it if he wanted attention, but he wouldn't lie.
Potentially. Unless there is something literally unhinging him. And that's what I'm worried about. If there's something's got to him, maybe. But we'll have to... Look, maybe we'll give him a night to clear off, and in the morning, we can investigate further. We've counted evidence here. There's no extra people. Missing people.
In the end, I think when we get to our next stop, and if it's a bit longer, we'll be able to go and maybe he'll come to his senses in our next stop. We can get off this boat for a bit.
Right, we'll give him a bit to calm down. But I said, if there's anything you need to talk about, Lass, you just let me know, alright?
I'm fine. It'll be alright.
That doesn't sound like the words of someone fine, but you just come find me.
So, tell me, why'd you come on this trip?
Well, it was for Lady Lavinia. She asked us to.
I mean, she's pretty and all, but why'd you come on this trip?
Well, Lady Lavinia approached House Fasado and, we had some debts that they owed and... You know, the noble families often try to look out for each other in times of need, and she's been through a lot. It's a mutually beneficial arrangement between us. She has the money, and we have the influence, the resources.
And how quickly could you get me back to Magma?
Oh, you seem to have your own motivations. Before I ask... Answer that. Why do you want to get back to Magnamar so badly?
I think I may be in over my head, I would say. I made a promise for somebody. Just protect somebody, and that somebody is dead. I need to get back to Magnamar.
Who are you brought to protect?
that son is none of your business.
I mean, I could talk to Lady Lavinia, but I don't know how the bloody hell you're going to get back to Magnemar. What, you're going to row a boat all by yourself? Looks like your rowing days are well behind you.
Yeah, it looks like your singing days are far ahead. Enjoy that.
He's giving me the bottle.
Yeah.
What a G. Thank you. Mm.
And you're not injured, are you?
No. Well, apart from my ego.
And I wish you good singings.
I'm going to open the door for him. After a second, scramble over and put the key in there.
Thank you. Thank you, Turok. This one is, well, truly insane. You should never let him out of this place.
What?
If at all physically possible, you should send him back to somewhere that actually has an insane asylum. This one has no concept of the difference between fantasy and reality.
You sold me out!
He
even has this whole... Look, he managed to smuggle a bottle of booze down here before he came down here at all. And you definitely
He probably had it on his person.
Oh, no, this is... I think this is the second one. He pulled one, then another one. But, yes, he can't be trusted. You need to keep him here locked up.
It is really... You really think it's so bad, Father?
I think this one has some psychological damage. He may be able to be repaired, but not for many, many years.
Well, my charge is very serious. I trust that your teachings from Erastil did not help him then?
No, I tried to ask him about questions about freedom and the idea, the concept of humanity, but he was desperate that his ideas of life and privilege were more important than those things.
It's not out of character. Well, thank you for your wisdom and your guidance. I will keep a close eye on him. I have had some experience with the mad before. I will treat him with sympathy.
He puts it on your shoulder and he's like, oh, I appreciate that very much. He can't be trusted in general populace.
Oh, it is a shame, but I understand.
Yes, treat him well.
Thank you, Father.
So I'm assuming I didn't hear any of that.
You heard.
This is a professional discussion. This is a professional discussion outside about the patient.
I hear nothing.
Lost his marbles. Okay. And I imagine he seems rather sincere. This
the enroll is Father.
I didn't want to bait a sense, but I do want to bait. Like, that's 9 plus 19.
Yeah, he seems like he's being...
Seems sincere, right, Fana?
Yeah. Well, this disturbs me. I have not known the boy long, but I have grown rather partial to him. There is some light in him, perhaps with the right treatment.
Yes, perhaps, but the right treatment is different. This one just seems to have a leaning towards destruction.
Well, all can be saved.
Self-destruction more than anything.
All can be saved, Father. All can be saved.
Yes, if that's your belief.
Except for one.
Erastil, it's Survival of the Fittest. Meanwhile, back up on deck. Between Callista and Bus. The argument is still continuing.
No argument.
It's a heated conversation.
It's a discussion.
I told him she needs to talk, she can talk.
A dialectical discussion.
Do we see eventually Father Ferris?
Oh, yeah, he walks
up
past you while you're still having this quote unquote discussion.
Yeah, but I believe him. Bas, for what it's worth. At least some of it, if not all.
All right, well. In the morning, we can go have a chat to him and I guess try and get the full story from him.
Alright.
Maybe we can try and establish some kind of continuity.
with no further discussions, the rest of you go to sleep, I imagine, except for Tarok.
Yeah, might I slip in? I'll go to sleep eventually, but after Father Ferris is gone for a while, I might slip in to check on Marcella.
Okay. So, Marcella, you're sitting there with a full bottle of booze.
Oh, it ain't full at this point.
And at some point during this session, I guess is the best terminology. Sorry, I was trying to think of the best terminology for it. The door creaks open, and Tarok, in his fully armored form, steps in.
My ministrations, audiobook as well. Marcello, might I join you?
Of course. Look what that old man gave me earlier. Wasn't that nice of him?
I hold up the now like half empty bottle.
Sure, yes, he gave it to you. I believe.
he did. He saw me when I came in. He had nothing. It wasn't this nice. He was a nice old man. Strange fellow. Wanted to get back to Magnamar.
Don't know how that's going to happen. You say.
Yes. He asked about Lady Lavinia, and he asked if I knew how to get back to Magnamar, but did you see how old he was? He can't get back to Magnamar by himself.
Yes, of course, Marcello, of course. Anyway, may I take a seat?
Not much in here, but sure. Any news from out there? Have you caught Callista yet? I know she's up to no good.
I will get her soon enough, don't worry. Marcello, we're on the case.
Yes, her and that Avna. They're up to something, I tell you. Yes, keep an eye on them.
I will, I'll keep both my eyes. My one eye on them.
Oh dear, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Now, no offense, man. No offense taken.
No, but you only have the one.
That's all right. That's all I need.
And I said your eyes.
That's okay. Take a seat. Marcello, take a seat. Relax. May I tell you a story?
I suppose.
Once upon a time, in a far off land, there was a wise man. He lived within the city. He had quite a lot of money and a loving family. One night, a thief broke into his house. He was armed and with blood on his mind. He demanded that the owner make a choice, either his life or all of the money. The owner, being the wise man that he was, directed the thief to the stash of coins and treasures that was in his house. But he asked that the thief, at least leave some for him to pay his taxes, for he was also an honest man. The thief took most of the money, but complied with the request. Upon leaving the house, the wise man called out to the thief, "Wait!" The thief turned back, and the wise man said to him, "Thank somebody when you have been given a gift." The thief chuckled, and he thanked the wise man. Several days later, that thief was apprehended by the authorities, and he confessed to stealing from the wise man, who was a known member in the community. When the owner was brought in as a witness, he said to the authorities, "This man is no thief to me, for I gave him a gift, and he thanked me for it." The prisoner was shocked. Though the authorities did not release him and sent him to prison, when he finished his term, he returned to the wise man and became his disciple.
Am I the wise man?
Just pats him on the shoulder.
Away. Truly mad.
Oh, goodbye, Taro.
I will bring you some food soon.
Thank you.
Don't listen to the voices, boy.
Not even yours?
Not even mine.
I walk out and close the door.
in the next couple of days, turn. Firstly, that was awesome. But turn in a cycle of endlessness, especially for you, Marcelo. Like, days seem to linger. It's hard down there in the bows of a ship where you can't see the sunlight. So every minute and second seems like an hour. For the rest of you, it seems like another day. And the tension seems to relax a little between those on board. The crazy person is locked up.
Yeah, I'll probably send Dahl down to keep him company. I know it can be lonely. He can keep him company.
So at some point in time, the door opens. A giant stone man walks in and sits down opposite you and just looks at you for the entire hours of the day. Just... head turns to you. He sits and looks at you and stares at you every time you move.
Yeah, doesn't say anything. You can talk to him if you want to.
Very unsettling.
Hey, he brings me peace and calm.
You try and find a quiet corner to do some self-exploration. And he's like...
just watching you.
I can't go with you watching me.
Do we give a bucket for that?
Yeah, the bucket's
Wait,
still there.
Dahl? Oh, right.
No, Dahl doesn't do that.
Father Ferris's bucket's still there.
You know of. But for the rest of you, you are in the open ocean.
Mm.
You come on deck and you see... part of my tongue. You're on deck and you are watching the water slip away behind you. You know you're heading down towards Chillaxian waters, towards a fresh water source. That is where you're going to refresh your waters before you go to the Shackles, where there's an island, which is what you're aiming for, because that's where you need to go for the ventures for the...
the gnome Ural?
That's it.
At Metagulti?
Yeah. Yeah,
some ancient temple. Yeah.
The island chain of Ilumagulti. So.
I would... would there be like a day where I could find Father Ferris?
Oh, 100%.
And yep. Talk to... Ask him how it went down. His...
oh, yes, I'm willing to talk about that. He's quite insane.
What do you mean by he's insane? Like, he's lost his mind?
Yes, I even think he has. He is. He tried to get me to get him back to Magdamar.
What? What's for? He hates it there.
Yes, but he also asked if we could kill the captain and take over the ship, so I think he's lost his mind.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's what I said to him. That wouldn't work at all.
And I go find Tarok.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Tarok. Tarok, did you talk to Father Ferris after he talked to Marcelo, and did he talk to you?
I did. It doesn't seem good, Callista.
And did you talk to Marcelo?
Yes.
And?
He rambled for some time. Something about the father asking him to go back to Magnamar.
I think for a bit. It's been two, three days away. Can I go talk to him?
Of course you can, Callista. But be warned, he might not be very stable.
I think that's fine. It's been a few days.
Mm-hmm. Would you like me to come with you?
Well, you have the key, yes.
Oh, yes.
No, I think I'll talk to him.
Very well.
Yeah.
Open the door.
I step in. I close the door behind me.
Mm-hmm. I listen to the door.
How bad does he smell after, like, 3 days?
Prestidigitation.
Withdrawal for, like, 2-3 days as well. Probably smells like shit and piss, to be honest. It's gross.
Yeah, I go. Marcel, you look terrible.
What did you expect? She threw me in a room. You haven't even given me any booze in the past 3 days. I'm stone cold sober. It's awful.
Perfect. And I go up and I stand facing her. I'm like, do the thing on me and ask what questions you need to.
Are you sure, Calista?
Well, there's not. I slap him. Not that thing. No,
I didn't mean the thing.
To prove you're innocent. Damn it! Has Dal been here the whole time?
It's really creepy. Why is he here? he just watches me.
I was wondering where he went. No, but I don't think you're going crazy. I've seen you cower in fear when you're at Kraken Cave. I've seen you comment about silks for ages. I've seen you hold a skull and tell me what that skull was. You're not... You don't lie for no reason.
Thank you. Finally, someone around here is trying to redeem me. Well,
but then why do you want to go back to Magnemar?
I don't want to... I chose to came on this boat. What do you mean? It's that old man that wants to go back to Magnemar. He came in here and gave me all this booze. And...
Yeah, but why would he want to go to Magnemar? He's here to spread his harasto thing.
I don't know. I've been in a locked room for 3 days. What do you know? So wait, you really want to do this? And I'll extend out my hand, ready to cast suggestion, basically.
I've counted 23 other people on this boat for every hour of the past 3 days. All right.
Okay.
Here, and I grab his hand.
All right. I put the trick on her.
Yeah.
Because that means it's hard for you to even resist suggestion if you wanted to. and then I say, all right, for the next hour, you'll tell me the truth, Calista.
Yes.
You agree?
I agree.
All right. And then we spend an hour, and I just grill her, and I just say, did you try to kill me over the boat when they were moving the crane, the pulley system?
No, I was talking to Talok.
Oh. Well, were you in cahoots with Avner when he was berating me on the deck before I stabbed him?
No, I was wondering. No, I was starting to see reason in your points.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, have you ever worked with anyone on the boat against me? Would you give me any reason not to be my ally, as you say?
No, I've been trying to convince people. I mean, you know, the first time it was weird, but the second time that's even weirder. And I don't think it's like you to do the same trick twice.
Well, do you have any reason to believe Tarok or Bas and Dal would have? Have you heard anything from them that might suggest they want me out of the picture?
I don't think so. I think they're just concerned for you. Although every time they talk about gods, I get a bit lost.
Oh my god, I hate that god.
Bass has been trying to remember all that stuff. And I'm just... I think he's starting to write a book too, so he can come down and read it to you.
Oh dear. Oh, that sounds dreadful. Alright, well, have you now or any time in the foreseeable future wished any grievous harm against me?
No, unless you harm someone else on that I care about, but I think you're the person that I've known the longest on this boat.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't quite work out.
And then I do a little mental how long I've been keeping her under suggestion. I say, you're a little bit attracted to me.
No, because you're a noble. Gross.
Fair.
Right. Fair enough. And I'll be a little taken aback. But like, oh, well, she's honest. And I'll dismiss suggestion. I'll talk to her. I'll be like, you feeling okay? I'm sorry about all that.
No, but do you trust me now? I wouldn't want to hurt you. If I ever did, it'll be quick.
I'm sure it would be, Calista.
Through a while, bang on the door.
Everything all right in there?
Yeah, all good.
I'll whisper and be like, thank you, Calista. I have full confidence in you now. No, no one else would give me that kind of honesty and openness. I appreciate it.
I know. And for what it's worth, when we arrive at our next stop or wherever it is we arrive, I want you to stay safe. And I know you gave this to me, but I want you to have it back. And I'm going to take the ring of protection off from my hand and I'll give it back to you.
Are you sure, though? But you've been through so much. I feel like you'll need it more than I will.
I know, but I don't think I could lose someone again.
I, like, duck away and, like, wipe my face. Like, oh, it's very humid down here, isn't it? Oh, I believe my forehead's sweating. Thank you, Callista.
I'll get Tark to get you a new set of clothes, but...
Thank you.
Hopefully I find something that can help you, but there's 24 people on this boat.
We'll get out of here yet, Callista. Can't thank you enough.
Alright, so I'll take care. And I knock on the door. I'm done, Tark.
I open the door, let her out. So give a sad look to Marcelo as I close the door again.
So is it my turn now? I've got my book ready.
Does just give him a second, but yes.
Alright.
Sad to see, isn't it, Callista?
Well,
he's truly lost his mind.
He seems perfectly fine to me, but I know better than to argue with the majority.
Wait, he seems fine to you?
Yes. He sobered up, and he's speaking sense. Maybe you should talk with him, and I just leave.
So you're getting off the deck.
Yeah.
Right, look, I'll have a chat to him, and I can let you know what I think.
Yes, please do, boss. Again, I don't really know him as well as you do.
Okay, well, yeah. If you let me in.
Just go through the door.
Cool. Yeah, let you in. Right, so, yep, I'll head inside. See Marcelo looking all ragged and everything. Oh, Marcelo, you're not looking so good, mate.
Thanks. I've been in this room for 3 days. You'd think I'd look fantastic, wouldn't you?
I mean, you generally do.
Yes, because I'm usually not trapped in a room for 3 days.
Oh, good point. Let's have a wee chat, lad. I must admit, Callista's been telling me that she's a bit worried about you, and the father's been saying that you're a little bit off your knocker, so I was thinking we can try something.
What is that father saying now? He brings me rum, asks me to get out back to Magnamar, and now he's bad-mouthing me all over the place.
All right, look, what you can have that chat with him, but just do you mind if I just put a sweet spell on you?
What kind of spell?
If there's anything inside your head, it should help get rid of it.
Who put you up to this?
No one. I thought it would... That thought it was useful myself.
Is there any way? What spell?
If there's any chaotic energies inside your mind, it should help to kind of force them out. If you're possessed, maybe, or you know, something like that.
Bloody hell! Give it a try, I guess.
Cool. Well, I'll use protection from chaos against you. If you're under the effects of a mind affecting thing, you get a reroll.
I'm a willing subject. I don't feel any different.
All right. Well, it was worth a shot. You never know. Now, look, I've been thinking. It can be a little bit disconcerting when you leave home for the first time. Maybe you get a little bit lonely or you feel uncomfortable, and that maybe can have some situations where you lash out at people.
We've done little trips outside of Magnamar here and there. The only thing that's irritating me is people trying to kill me.
So I've got to ask, why did you stab Avner? You and I both know he's not smart enough to come up with a grand scheme.
Well, did you not hear the shit coming out of his mouth? He deserved to be stabbed.
I mean, no, he deserved to be potentially at best punched.
Well, my fists aren't very powerful.
That's the point.
As I hold out my dainty fingers.
You're not supposed to potentially kill someone just because they mouth off at you. A brawl is one thing. I don't necessarily, think that's the best idea. But a good punch-up, they happen from time to time. But stabbing someone, that's killing intent. That's not all right.
It was relentless. And I swear I saw him. He was the one that cut the rope. He sent me into the water. I don't know why everyone's taking his side. He only got stabbed.
I'm not saying that it was him. Callista came up with the idea of some kind of shape change or person, and that might be the case. But if that's the case, then it's not Avner, is it? Someone looking like Avner. So why do you stab the fucking moron?
Look, I don't know about shape-changing magic per se. That is not my expertise.
Hey.
And I thought it might have been Callista before all this, but she's proven between us that it can't be her. I don't know what's going on. But you all think I'm crazy. And all I know is that there's a bunch of people on this boat that don't look how they look or don't say what they say, and someone wants me out of here. It's not me. It's not Callista. Could it be you, Bass? What are you doing here?
You know what I'm doing here. I got hired to be a bodyguard, which again is not what I do. I just want to point out. But I'm also here to prospect for the Golem Works.
No, no. I mean right now, Bass. What are you doing in this room, huh?
Oh, I'm coming to check you're all right. And also, I wrote down as much as I could remember about Torag's different, ideals. And I was hoping maybe something would stick with you and you might enjoy it.
Okay, well, if you want to talk to me about Torag, will you give me the same offer Callista would? Would you swear me your honesty? Would you allow me to...
When have I ever held anything back from you?
Right, I stick out my hand. Do you shake on it?
I get some water out and I kind
of... You wash my hand first.
I am quite a clean dwarf. And then I'll shake your filthy hand.
Ah, you accept the trick I put in you?
Aye.
Okay. And then I say, all right, boss, for the next hour, you'll give me nothing but your unrequited truth. Do you agree?
Aye, of course I will.
All right, I cast suggestion on him.
Natural one on my will save.
All right. Boss.
Aye.
The lights get low. Interrogation scene.
No, I ask him more or less the exact same series of questions Callista did. Well, did you have any, main important one? Now, or in the past or the future, do you have any intention to cause any grievous harm to my person?
Grievous? No.
Oh, I'd be like,
that sounds truthful.
Fair.
That's.
Sometimes, though, you do deserve to get punched. And that's why I said, punching's one thing, stabbing's another. I've made that very clear.
Well, at least I know the spell's working.
I'll tell you that to your face as well.
And all these different attempts on my life, the rigging on the boat, the Lirith and Avna, did you have any involvement in any of those conspirances?
No, I believe I yelled at Avna just before you did, so.
Okay. And are you a little bit attracted to me?
I don't swing that way. I'm sorry. I don't really think I swing.
Not even a little bit.
Look, I am married to my work. You know that.
Well, curiosity, and I'll let the spell go now. Remember, Baswell? Bloody hell! It wasn't you either. And I'm assuming I'd go to give you a hug. We've known each other for a while. And you'd push me the fuck away.
You can me when you're clean, man. I am going to go get you some soap and some water, and you're going to clean yourself. Otherwise, I'll get Dahl to do it for you. And trust me, he is not going to be as dainty as your skin would like.
He's soft. That lad likes it hard.
Is he made of pumice by any chance?
He's made of friggin' rock.
Then I'd have another soulful moment with Buzz. Well, Buzz, thank you, honestly. I didn't expect you. Again, that openness. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming to talk.
Marcelo, you've always been relatively fair, if sometimes not pay me as much as I'm worth. But that's... You've always done good. In my eyes, anyway. You put things on, you put people together. People need someone like you. They need someone who knows people, who can connect each other. And you do an important service, and... Sometimes you make enemies, but I don't think you're insane. If you're saying this stuff, at the end of the day, I think it's far less, more likely that someone's out to get you individual than three different people. So if there is someone out there, we'll try and find him, but I really don't think you should stab any of the people that you currently think it is, because it's probably none of them. Probably someone else who looks different.
How was I supposed to know that? But very well. Look,
Marcelo.
In return for your honesty, I
won't stab anyone else.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Stab people if they're actually trying to harm you. Don't stab people just for mouthing off. You got spells for that. Make them sick. You've done that before. That was fine.
I love how that's where Bars draws the line.
Can't condone it.
No, wait. Non-lethal damage in a world where people can automatically heal, whereas perpetual suffering is morally accepted. Sorry.
It's the thought behind it.
The intention.
So, meanwhile, at this point in time, it's the sixth day away from Promise. Callista or someone walks up
and gives you like a bowl of stew downstairs below deck. Bus, whatever the phlegmy name is you have outside of the bus shorts.
Not even close.
That'll do.
Yeah, I will bring him a thing of water and soap and make sure he cleans himself. Otherwise, I will make Dahl do it.
Right. So you've
I'll do it myself.
you open the door.
He washes him like
you open that door. Next to you is Turok. Callista walks down and gives both of you soup, and then goes back up the stairs. And it's dinner time for everyone. Everyone eats their dinner, enjoys their dinner.
Do a quick head count of on the goddamn boat again. Yeah. Then eat dinner.
Right. So, Callista on deck, you do a quick head count after someone served you dinner.
Getting faster every time.
After you counting didn't up to 24. Serve anyone else dinner. And I would like a fortitude save from Bus, and we'll find that out the results of that roll next week. Bye, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Bye.
Goblin podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.